Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, This Is Your Brain on Birth Control. How the Pill Changes Everything is a nonfiction science book by evolutionary psychologist Sarah E. Hill. It examines hormonal birth control as more than a fertility tool, arguing that the pill can influence multiple systems shaped by hormones, including mood, stress response, cognition, attraction, and relationship dynamics. The book is written for readers who want a clearer, research-based understanding of how hormonal contraception may affect the brain and body, especially women considering or currently using the pill. Rather than presenting a simple warning or endorsement, Hill frames the subject as a complex area of women's health that has been under-researched and often oversimplified in public discussion. The book combines accessible science writing with a broader call for better evidence, more transparency, and more informed decision-making around contraception. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the pill reaches beyond pregnancy prevention. A central argument of the book is that hormonal birth control does far more than prevent ovulation. Hill explains that, because the pill alters hormone levels, it can also affect systems influenced by those hormones throughout the body and brain. This matters because many public discussions treat contraception as if its effects are limited to reproduction, when in fact hormones help regulate emotional, cognitive, and social functioning. The book uses this broader framing to challenge a narrow medical model of the pill. Instead of viewing side effects as isolated or purely physical, Hill presents them as potentially connected changes in how the brain processes stress, reward, attraction, and motivation. The point is not that the pill has the same effect on every woman, but that its influence is biologically plausible and deserving of serious study. By broadening the conversation, the book helps readers understand why experiences with hormonal contraception can differ widely, and why reproductive health decisions cannot be separated from overall physiology. Secondly, mate preference and relationship consequences of altered hormones. One of the book's most distinctive themes is the idea that hormonal contraception may influence attraction and partner choice. Hill discusses research suggesting that shifting hormone states can change how women respond to cues related to mate selection, which may affect who they are drawn to while taking the pill. This is important because partner preference is not a trivial preference. It can shape long-term relationship satisfaction, sexual compatibility, and later adjustments when someone stops using the pill. The book does not claim a simple cause and effect rule, but it does argue that altered hormonal conditions may subtly change the criteria the brain uses in social and romantic contexts. That creates a meaningful possibility of downstream effects, especially if a relationship begins under one hormonal state and continues under another. Hill's analysis is careful in emphasizing uncertainty, yet she treats the possibility seriously because it connects biology to everyday relationship outcomes. This makes the book especially relevant for readers interested in how contraceptive use may intersect with intimacy, attraction, and partner compatibility over time. Thirdly, mood, stress, and cognition as part of the contraceptive conversation. The book also focuses on how the pill may affect mood regulation, stress responsiveness, learning memory, and mental energy. Hill's broader claim is that because hormones help organize neural activity, changing hormone levels can alter how women feel and think in measurable ways. She discusses the pill as a potential influence on emotional stability, resilience under stress, and cognitive performance, rather than as a purely reproductive intervention. This is one reason the book resonates with readers who have experienced changes they could not easily explain, or who felt those changes were dismissed. Hill is careful not to overstate certainty, but she makes a strong case that these dimensions deserve attention in both medical counseling and research design. The practical value of this approach is that it encourages women to notice patterns in their own experiences, and to evaluate contraceptive choices in relation to well-being. Not only convenience. By linking hormones to everyday mental functioning, the book expands the meaning of side effects from physical complaints to broader psychological and neurological consequences. Fourthly, a science-based critique of how little we know about women's health. Another major theme is the gap between widespread pill use and the limited depth of research on its broader effects. Hill argues that women's health science has historically underexamined non-reproductive outcomes, leaving important questions unanswered about how hormonal contraception works across different bodies and life contexts. This critique is a major reason the book feels larger than a single product review. It uses the pill as an example of how medicine can normalize a technology before fully understanding its broader impact. Hill's approach is not anti-science. It is a call for better science. She emphasizes the need for more transparent communication, more nuanced counseling, and research that treats women's experiences as evidence worth investigating rather than anecdotes to dismiss. The book's balance is notable because it avoids both alarmism and complacency. Instead, it argues that informed consent depends on acknowledging uncertainty, readers come away with a clearer sense that many assumptions about hormonal contraception rest on incomplete evidence, and that this gap has real consequences for healthcare decisions. Lastly, why the book matters for informed contraceptive decision-making. The book ultimately functions as a decision-making aid for women and for anyone involved in women's health. Hill does not present a one-size-fits-all verdict on the pill. Instead, she explains why the benefits of pregnancy prevention may be substantial while still leaving room for meaningful consideration of side effects and individual differences. This balanced framing is what separates the book from more ideological books on contraception. It gives readers a way to think about trade-offs with more precision effectiveness. Convenience, mood changes, relationship effects, and the possibility that responses to hormonal contraception vary by person. In that sense, the book is both practical and intellectual. It helps readers ask better questions of clinicians and of the research literature, while also offering a broader understanding of how hormones can shape behavior. Because it is grounded in evolutionary psychology and accessible science communication, it speaks to readers who want more than slogans. Its value lies in making a complex subject understandable without pretending that the science is settled. In conclusion, This Is Your Brain on Birth Control is best suited to readers who want a serious, research-oriented look at hormonal contraception, especially women considering the pill, current users trying to understand their own experiences, and partners or healthcare readers who want a more nuanced picture of women's health. Its main benefit is not that it gives simple answers, but that it explains why simple answers are often unavailable. Hill translates a complex scientific topic into clear language while still preserving uncertainty, which makes the book intellectually useful and medically relevant. What distinguishes it from many books on contraception is its focus on the brain, behavior, and relationships, not just fertility or reproductive rights. It also stands out because it does not argue for panic or for blind trust. Instead, it argues for better information and better research. Readers interested in evidence-based health writing will appreciate its balance. While those who have felt dismissed about hormonal side effects may find its framing especially validating. For anyone comparing contraceptive options, the book offers a broader lens for thinking about benefits, risks, and personal fit. If you would like to support Sarah Hill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.